The early 1700s were a golden age for piracy off the coast of the New World. Heavy, slow-moving trade ships sailed back and forth across the Atlantic, tempting those who would get rich through plunder. And a sizable number of the pirates were black, most of whom were escaped or liberated slaves from the New World or Africa. Cassandra Newby Alexander is a professor of history at Norfolk State University. She says black pirates may have lived a dangerous life, but on board the pirate ships, they were mostly free from the racism of colonial America. Cassandra, tell me about the so-called golden age of piracy in America. Was it big?
It really was. And it was so bad that the governor at the time in Virginia thought that no ship was safe to come into the harbors of Virginia because of the piracy.
Where would the pirates hang out? How could they possibly have gotten away with it without the colonial or British ships hunting them down?
Well, you know, there were so many unsettled areas, even unsettled in terms of Indian settlements or cities or towns. So there were lots and lots of areas that they could hide out in that were inaccessible and uninhabited.
Did they terrorize the local people or were they in cahoots with them?
Now, that's an interesting question because pirates have often been portrayed as almost modern-day terrorists, and some were. But a lot of these people were simply those who had been forced to be seamen aboard ships, who had been horribly treated. There were those who had been enslaved, and when the pirates attacked the ship, they opted to join the pirates rather than to take their chances in the New World and probably become slaves again. So a lot of the inhabitants in Virginia and North Carolina had been all but ignored by the British government. It was difficult for them to get supplies in. And so when the pirates came in, often they had goods and some of them actually traded with the local inhabitants. So many of them didn't see the pirates as particularly harmful to them.
So what was so lucrative to the pirates to patrol the coast of Virginia and North Carolina?
Well, you know, this period of the early 18th century, that's when England got the contract to supply slaves to many of the Spanish colonies. Remember now, they had lots of goods aboard these ships. The Europeans wanted gold above and beyond everything else. Secondary, and sometimes, you know, very narrowly second, was the acquisition of slaves. The pirates who were attacking the ships were often looking for both of those items. Now, some of the pirates, the white pirates, if they captured a slave ship, they did take those who were enslaved and sold them. More often than not, they actually allowed the enslaved people to join them as members of the pirate crew.
So how many of the pirates during this golden age of piracy in America, how many of them or what percentage were black men?
They figured that maybe between 25% and 30% of the crews were made up of Africans. A couple of pirate crews were reportedly almost all black, but for the most part, the numbers were about 25% to 30%.
Were the black pirates slaves of the white pirates on board ship?
Most of the time, no. There were a few incidences that have been recorded that said that they were. But most of them, because the pirate crews were democratic, more democratic than you can imagine. In piracy, the captain was elected by the crewmen. And if they didn't like the captain, they would have another election and oust that captain and elect someone else. I liken it to a wartime situation. If your life is dependent on someone else, issues of race or class become meaningless.
How were the pirates eventually brought under control? Who did subdue them?
It was the British Navy. Because of the power of their ships, they had defeated the Spanish Armada back in 1588, and from that point on, their power had grown until by the 18th century, they were dominating the seas. it was at that point that the British Navy really began to put a halt to the pirate activities. Now, of course, piracy still continued in many other parts of the world. In fact, in the Mediterranean along the North African coast, piracy was still really big. We know about the Barbary pirates. Well, there were other pirate groups who participated in raiding ships that passed near their borders.
I'm so interested that in large measure, it was just a matter of how many cannons you had on your ship that led to supremacy at sea.
Well, that was absolutely correct, in addition to simply the number of vessels that you had out there. And the pirates were unsuccessful in being able to take over ships that had bigger guns or more guns.
What did they do with the pirates once they captured the ship?
Well, the rule was to execute all pirates. If someone was even associated with piracy, chances were that they would be executed, and the preferred method was hanging.
Were black pirates and white pirates treated the same way once they were captured?
It all depended upon the time period. In the 17th century, it seemed as if most of the black pirates were regarded as slaves. And that kind of follows this whole notion of always wanting to see blacks as a commodity, that executing them would actually lose money to whoever had or owned that slave, while simply selling them to another location was a far better idea. And so for a lot of these black pirates in the 17th century, it was in the interest of the authorities to simply treat them as slaves and to say, well, you know, they didn't have any choice in being a pirate. They were actually owned by these pirates, even though there was not a lot of evidence to support that. Then later on, by the 18th century, you started to see more and more the black pirates treated the same as the white pirates. And if they were accused and found guilty, they were executed. You know, there are a lot of parallels to blacks who were soldiers during the time of the West. They had a far better experience out there on the prairie than they did in the towns, because the towns really represented the continuation of society, while being out on the prairie, well, you know, you were in survival mode only. And so for a lot of these black and white pirate crews, being out there on the high seas was a time of survival, and they had to work together to make sure that they weren't captured. And once they got to port, though, there were changes. There were some pirates who slipped off into obscurity, and they tried to set themselves up in society. And I'm sure that the same kinds of racial attitudes prevailed once they left the pirate world. But as long as they were in that pirate world, it was all about survival.
Well, Cassandra Newby Alexander, thank you for talking with me today on With Good Reason.
Thank you.
Cassandra Newby Alexander is a professor of history at Norfolk State University.
Oh, wrap me in my country's flag and lay me in the cold blue sea. Let the roaring of the waves my solemn requiem be.
You're listening to With Good Reason. Elliot Majerzyk and Jesse Dukes are associate producers. Andrew Windham is our executive producer. Nancy King creates our feature capsules. Jeannie Palin handles listener services, and Lydia Wilson is our publicity coordinator. We had help this week from Perry Smith of WHRV. With Good Reason is produced by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. Visit us at our website at withgoodreasonradio.org. For a free copy of this show on CD, call 877-451-5098. I'm Sarah McConnell. Thanks for listening.
I'm bound above, my course is run. I near the port, my voyage is done.